The presumptive Republican candidate for president, John McCain, indulged in a little crystal ball gazing today about the war in Iraq, the economy, and his own political style. In a speech in Columbus, Ohio today, McCain speculated about what kind of world we'd be living in by the end of what he hopes will be his first term.
By January 2013, America has welcomed home most of the servicemen and women who have sacrificed terribly so that America might be secure in her freedom. The Iraq War has been won. Iraq is a functioning democracy, although still suffering from the lingering effects of decades of tyranny and centuries of sectarian tension.
John McCain also said Americans will be enjoying his simplified flat-rate income tax, and he said illegal immigrants will be living humanely under a temporary worker program. McCain also expects to stem political partisanship. To that end, the Arizona senator said as president, he'll embrace a British political tradition. He wants to hold British-style question-and-answer sessions with Congress.
I'm not interested in partisanship that serves no other purpose than to gain a temporary advantage over our opponents. This mindless, paralyzing rancor must come to an end.
Well, apparently Mr. McCain isn't familiar with the kind of political cockfighting that the British Prime Minister has to endure once a week in Parliament. So here's a reminder. This is Prime Minister Gordon Brown just yesterday answering a question from Parliament on his government's economic performance.
Another 300,000 children are to be taken out of poverty, and 1 million pensioners have been taken out of poverty. No Liberal policy would ever have achieved that.
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, the fact remains that under a Labour government, the worst paid are worse off. Why do they have to pay for his incompetence? They can't wait any longer. So when will he come back to this House with specific proposals to compensate in full the 1 million people he has betrayed?
That is Nick Clegg, the leader of Britain's opposition Liberal Democrats, debating Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Lots of luck, Mr. McCain. You can find a link to the entire speech of John McCain in our Vote 2008 coverage, including audio clips at theworld.org. You can also share your own views on his plans.